Kevin Walter driving the lane. A jumper from 10 in the lane is good. Walter has 11. 49-39. Hard Rockers by 10. Here's a jump from the right side, and it's good. That's Adelai again. 16 for Adelai, and it's 49-41. Hard Rockers by 8. Rayma takes it down low. Now turns from 12 up off the glass. Not good. Rebound taken by Reed. Reed down the left side to Adelai. His pass stolen by Brevin Walter. Out it goes to Mortensen. Mortensen's going to take it to the basket, put it up and in. Hard Rockers, 6 of 9. 51-41. Hard Rockers by 10. Here's Walker. Walker dribbles it off his leg. It's another Adams State turnover. Here come the Hard Rockers with Brevin Walter to the front court. Walter's going to drive to the basket and jam it. Have we seen Brevin Walter jam one this year?
One time.
53-41. Another turnover, and Ollie Raymond's going to go down. Ollie flips it off, and they couldn't get the layup. Back the other way come the Grizzlies. A three-pointer here is up by Reed. Not good. Rebound tapped off the backboard, recovered by Mortensen. 14 minutes to play in the game, and the Hard Rockers lead by 12. Keegan Smith has it. Egan to Frugali to Rayma for three. Good. 11 in the second half for Rayma. 20 in the game. Three-pointer not good for Walker. And here comes Brevin Walter down the floor. Walter into the front court. And here's a whistle. The ball. Well, that's going to bring us to a media timeout here with 13:23 to play in the game. The Hard Rockers 56 and the Grizzlies 41. We'll return with more in 30 seconds.
Grizzly fans live here. KSPK.
With so much financial uncertainty, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Andrew Hoffman. If you have more questions and answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for the future. After all, retirement isn't the end of the road, it's a new beginning. Call us at 846-6301.
Lori Hoffman or Andrew Hoffman in the historic Bell Block in Trinidad. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
KSBK Blanca.
Listening to Adams State on KSPK, Walsenburg, Alamosa, and Trinidad, the exclusive home of Grizzly Athletics. Now, back to the action on KSPK.
I put Fort Lewis on top of the standings now, alone in first places for Fort Lewis right now. The Hard Rockers are 8 of 12 in this second half for 66%, 3 for 3 from 3-point range. While the Grizzlies 5 of 9 in the second half for 55%, 2 of 6 from 3-point range.
Well, Fort Lewis, 2 in a row in a week.
That's a team not to sleep on.
And we'll see them here tomorrow against the men at 6 o'clock. Reed out on top, and Trace Olson picks up the foul. Second foul on Olson. Adelai drives left baseline, spins to the basket, throws up a shot, not good, but he draws the foul. Mason Adelai had a good night scoring for Adams State, 16 points. He's an 80% free throw shooter, and he's got two here. 6'4 junior. 11.2 points per game average on the season. Free throw is good for Adelaide. 55-42. Hard Rockers. Second one is good. And it's 55-43. Hard Rockers lead by 13 points. Here's Fregali, right corner, Trace Olson. Back out to Brenna Walsh. Now to Rayma. Rayma, free throw line, jump shot. Good. 13 in the second half for Rayma. 20 in the game. Here comes Adelaide. His pass intercepted by Rayma. Defensively, he starts the charge back the other way. Rayma off to Fregali in the left corner. Fregali to Keegan Smith. Back on the left side. It's Rayma with the ball. Rayma. It's Keegan Smith, top of the key for three. Not good. Rebound. Brandon Walsh picks it off for the Hard Rockers. Here's Rayma. Over to Walsh. Left side to Fregali. Back down low to Walsh. Left of the lane. Brenna kicks it back into the corner. Fregali for three. It's good. Fregali's got 10. The Hard Rockers now lead by 18 points, 61-43. Reed. Left of the circle pass to Mitchell. To Adelaide. Adelaide goes into Smith. Puts it up off the glass. Not good. And a foul has been called on Keegan Smith. Keegan second. We're going to have a timeout. 11:34 to play. In the game, it is 61-43. The Hard Rockers by 18 points. We'll return with more in 30 seconds.
KSPK FM.
Foreclosure. Garnishment. IRS problems.
How can I handle all this?
What am I going to do?
Is a bankruptcy right for me?
Brenda S. Getz, attorney at law, specializes in both Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. It's not as expensive as you may think. Get the IRS off your back. Stop the calls and get that pile of bills off your desk and off your mind. Make an appointment today. Your initial consultation is free. Brenda S. Getz, PC, a federally designated debt relief agency. Call 738-6304 or 1-888-438-9529.
KSPK FM.
Well, the Hard Rockers are on fire in this second half. They're 10 of 15 from the floor in the second half for 66%. In the game total, they're shooting for 51%. They're 4 of 5 from three-point range for 80%. Ollie Rayma right now leading the Hard Rockers scoring with 20 points so far in tonight's game. Hard Rockers have really dominated the second half. About scored the Grizzlies 25-14. Ollie Rayma, 20 points. Free throw by Adelaide is good. He's been the big scorer tonight for the Grizzlies. 19 points for him. Second free throw is good. He's 4 for 4 from the line. Hits the 20-point mark. Came in averaging 11.2. 61-45 Hard Rockers. Here's Rayma. Step back three. He hit another one. What? Rayma. What can he not do? Here's a drive to the basket, shot up off the glass. It's going to go in. And the basket counts.
Mortensen getting called for the foul.
So the basket is good for Reed. Mortensen picks up the foul, his first. Reed at the free throw line, 74%, makes the free throw. Three-point play. It is now 64-48. Here's Rayma. Rayma over on the left side it goes. And here's a jumper by Mortensen, left side not good, and the rebound taken down by Walker.
Walker comes into the front court. Kyle Harris in the game for the Hard Rockers. 6'5 junior. Jumper left side, right side is short. Not good off the side of the rim by Mitchell. Walter comes into the front court. Brevin. Back out to Harris. Three-pointer by Rama. You know, Adam, I walked by Ollie before the game, just passing. I said, Ollie, go ahead and score 50 tonight. Well, he's almost halfway there now. He's got a big night, 26. Hard Rockers lead 67-48. A missed shot there by Reed, rebounded by the Hard Rockers, who comes back the other way. Rama, who's really feeling it right now, as they say. Here's Walter. Back out to Kyle Harris. Harris, cross court to Olsen. Olsen on the baseline, can't get the shot off. Walter, top of the key, hits the three-pointer. So Brevin Walter. And the Hard Rockers lead 70-48. Here's a shot off the glass going up and in for Walker. Walker has seven. 70-50. The Hard Rocker lead is 20. 9.5 minutes to play. Here's Rama. Gets it out to Mortensen. Over to Brevin Walter for three. Walter hits the three-pointer, and we have a timeout with 9:18 to play. My goodness. Wow. The Hard Rockers leading 73-50 now over Adams State. We'll return with more in 30 seconds.
Grizzly fans live here. KSPK.
Valley Educators Credit Union has been serving education since 1959. We are member-owned and work to help you. And not just teachers, but all staff of any educational institution, from Head Start to college. And now students can become a member, too. Once a member, always a member, even if you finish with school or retire. We offer all the same things banks can, but with lower interest. Valley Educators Credit Union, it's a cooperative thing. Located at 910 Main Street in the Red Dome Building. Or call us at 719-589-6535.
More Grizzly action on KSPK.
Hard Rockers leading here by 23 points, 73-50. In this second half, they are shooting lights out, 14 of 20 from the floor for 70%, which is including 8 of 10 from beyond the arc for 80%. For Adams State, they're 7 of 13 from the floor for 53%, but they're 2 of 7 from beyond the arc for 28%. Ollie Rama right now, 6 of 8 from 3-point range, and Brevin Walter is 3 of 5.
26 for Rama, 19 for Walter. Rama has 26 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals. Come the Grizzlies up the floor. Right side, it's her. Left side, Abu Dhabi gets it in the lane. Here's a short 10-footer bouncing around and dropping in. Luke Williams, that's his first points tonight. Here's Rama. He's bumped out on top and fouled.
Abu Dhabi. Second foul.
It's only the third team foul here in the second half for the Grizzlies. Kyle Harris gets it right side to Walter. Brevin runs into a double team, feeds it out to Mortensen for three. That's not good. Rebounded there by Canty. Canty's into the front court, gets it into Abu Dhabi. He turns around and hits a 15-footer. Abu Dhabi has 12 points. Hard Rockers leading now 73-54. Rama, over it goes to Harris. Left side pass goes out of bounds.
Keegan Smith will check back in. Kyle Harris will take a seat.
Abu Dhabi will throw it in. for Adams State. Williams comes into the front court, gets it over on the left side to her. Here's a drive into the free throw lane. A pass down low and a shot attempted, but it's not good, and the Hard Rockers rebound. Here's Rayma. Bounces it left of the lane to Mortensen. Back out to Keegan Smith. Over to Trace Olson for three. Hey, Adam. Would you take over the broadcast? I'm going to suit up and get out. I want to start shooting some threes out there. Here's a loose ball almost stolen by Rayma. Here's a short jumper going in. Luke Williams has four. .76-56, the Hard Rockers lead by 20. Here's Rayma, front court. Right side pass to Olson. Back out on top to Walter. Walter gets it into Keegan Smith to the basket and in. Keegan has 9 points. Here's Williams. Over on the right side it goes. And her has it, and a foul is called. Trace Olson going to pick up the foul. That's his third, and we're going to have a timeout. 6:49 to play in the game. It's the Hard Rockers 78 and the Grizzlies 56. We'll return to the Grizzlies and the Hard Rockers in 30 seconds.
KSPK FM. Spread the love at the Monte Vista Co-op Farm Store February Sale, February 8th through 22nd. Lovely prices on livestock products, pet supplies, painting supplies, heaters, and outdoor supplies. Love is in the air at the Monte Vista Co-op Farm Store February Sale, February 8th through 22nd. From our hearts to yours, the Monte Vista Co-op. Community committed, agriculturally driven. KSPK.
Hard Rockers lead 78-56 over the Adams State Grizzlies. Look at that second half field goal shooting for the Hard Rockers. Yep, they're 16 of 23 for 69%. 9 of 12 from three-point range for 75%. This is an absolutely stellar second half for the Hard Rockers. There's got to be something on this court that's allowing them to make all these three-pointers. Here come the Grizzlies now with Williams coming into the front court. Williams takes it down low, brings it back out with a pass. Abu Dhabi gets it inside, turnaround in the lane from Chan with the left hand is good for Mitchell. Caleb Mitchell has four for the 6'10 freshman. Hard Rockers leading 78-58. 6:25 to play. Here's Rayma. Whips it back out to Mortensen, over to Olson. Olson. Brings it back out. Olson back on the left side to Walter. Walter gets it to Mortensen. Mortensen double team, feeds it back out to Brevin Walter for three. Not good, but the rebound by Rayma. Rayma back to the basket, up and off. Not good. Rebound, Keegan Smith has it. Back out to Olson, and the Hard Rockers will reset the offense. Three shots there for the Hard Rockers, and they're going to have another one here. Here's Walter, right side to Smith, cross court to Olson. Three-pointer, good. Hard Rockers are absolutely blitzing the Grizzlies right now, 81-58, 5.5 minutes to play. Abu Dhabi gets it over to her. On the side, it goes to Williams. Williams, left, right of the lane, is cut off. Throws it to the corner. A three-pointer is good for Houston. So it's now 81-60. The Hard Rockers lead by 21. Here on the right side is Walter. Brevin backs out with the ball. Brevin pulls up for three. This will be a night to remember this year. 84-60, the Hard Rockers lead. Here's a jumper by Abu Dhafi from the free throw line. Not good. Rebounded by Rayma. 26 points for Rayma, 22 for Walter tonight. Here's Brevin Walter. Whips it in to Keegan Smith. He's going to the basket with the left hand and scores. Keegan has 11. Here come the Grizzlies into the front court. Williams dribbles off on the right side. Bounces it down into the corner. Houston back out on top. Here's a running 10-footer in the lane. Not good. Tapped off the backboard. Not good. Another attempt is up and in by Mitchell. Hard Rockers leading 86-62. 3:50 to play in the game. Here's Keegan Smith. Over it goes. Here's Walter on the left side up against, gets it to Keegan Smith. He goes off the glass but misses. Back the other way comes Houston. Right side to Williams. Out on top, Abu Dhafi. At the free throw line. And the Hard Rockers. Basket is good for Williams. Williams has 6 points. Front court, here's Larson or Olson. Out on top, here's Rayma for a three. Rayma hits another three. 89-64. Hard Rockers. Second half, maybe their best of the year. Here's a three from outside, and the Hard Rockers retrieve it with Mortensen. Hard Rockers. Here comes Olson out on top to Rayma. Rayma can't drive to the basket as he's cut off. Now Rayma's going to take it to the free throw lane, gets it back out to Mortensen. Now here's Walter running from 10 feet, not good. Rebound coming down, it's taken by Houston. Houston down against Olson, back out it goes to Abu Dhafi. 2 minutes to play in the game. Pass down low, left of the lane goes to Mitchell. Mitchell up off the glass and in. Mitchell has 8-6 in the second half, and we have a timeout for the Hard Rockers to make some substitutions here with a minute and 52 to play. 89-66 is the score. The Hard Rockers lead. We'll be back with the final couple of minutes of this one in just 130 seconds.
Grizzly fans live here. KSPK.
Weekend warriors, coaches, and athletes might need some extra help when facing an injury. At San Luis Valley Health, our sports medicine team has experts who can help. We have athletic trainers who focus on injury prevention, a caring orthopedic team who guide you through needed surgery, as well as physical therapists who aim for the best recovery possible. They bring their expertise and attention to detail for quality health outcomes close to home. Contact Sports Med at 587-5700.
More Grizzly action on KSPK.
Well, the Hard Rockers continue to shoot very well, 89-66. This has got to be one of the top scoring performances by the Hard Rockers this season. I think the highest amount of points in Goodell Stadium this year was 92 points. Hard Rockers are 12 of 16 from three-point range for 75% from the floor, 20 of 31 in the second half for 64%. Absolutely fantastic night. The Hard Rockers are shooting for 53% in total, while Adams State is shooting for 46% from the floor.
Pravodnik comes up the floor for the Hard Rockers. Jake seen some action this year. Here's Darrell. Top of the key, has the ball stripped out of his hands. and down the floor for a layup and a basket goes Williams. 89-68, Hard Rockers. Pravodnik over to Jackson Lloyd, who's into the game, to Kyle Harris for three. That's not good, and the rebound down into the hands of Herr. Herr down the floor. Here's the drive down low. Fed back out. A three-pointer not good by Abu Dhafi, and the Hard Rockers back with Pravodnik. Pravodnik drives the baseline, runs into a defender, and has the ball stripped away. Here's a three-point shot, left side, good. Herr, second three tonight, Alex Herr. 48 seconds to play, 89-71. The Hard Rockers lead by 18. Here's Jackson Lloyd back out. Kyle Harris takes it right to the basket, puts the shot up and in. Kyle Harris on the scoreboard. Here's turnaround by Adams in the lane. Not good. Shot taken by Caleb Mitchell, and the Hard Rockers come into the front court. They don't even really have to take a shot. Pravodnik holds it out near the timeline. 6 seconds. And that's going to end the game. The Hard Rockers win by a score of 91-71. Hard Rockers moved to 9-16 on the season. This is the first time all season they've been able to win three in a row. They're now 8-11 on the conference season and 5-7 at home. Adams State drops to 5-20 on the season, 3-16 the conference, and 1-10 on the road. We'll return. We'll look at the final stats and wrap everything up tonight from Goodell Gym in just 1 minute.
KSPK FM.
It's the President's Day sales event at Town & Country Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Alamosa. President's Day savings. That's money, you know. All month long on Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams. Combine Town & Country's volume pricing with huge factory incentives for unprecedented savings. One-stop shopping at its best. Make Town & Country your first stop. And when you see the pricing, we think you'll make it your only stop. Shop Town & Country's on-the-ground inventory with shipments arriving daily. Not on the ground? Reserve one coming in. Or custom order it just the way you want that vehicle of your dreams. Do it now and apply Town & Country's President's Day sales event incentives for even better savings. For even more savings, max your tax refund to lower your payment. Defer your payment. Maximize your trade value. Town & Country's expert staff will guide you on the best way to maximize incentives and savings. There's no reason to wait. It's the President's Day sales event at Town & Country Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Alamosa. Shop now and save.
KSPK.
Adam, the Hard Rockers, I thought, had control in the first half, but they were only ahead by 7. But in that second half, they just totally blew the Grizzlies right out of the gym.
I don't know what to say. They went probably back in the locker room, had some water, but there had to have been something in that water with the way that they were shooting, the Hard Rockers were shooting in that second half. I have never seen the Hard Rockers shoot like that before, and they played absolutely terrific basketball tonight. They should be absolutely proud of themselves. That was amazing to watch.
Well, let's look at those final stats.
For the Hard Rockers, they went 36 of 67 from the floor for 53%, including 16 of 30 from beyond the arc for 53%, and 3 of 6 from the free throw line for 50%. Holly Rama ends the night with 29 points on the night. He went 11 of 20 from the floor, including 7 of 9 from three-point range. Brevin Walter, 22 points. He went 9 of 17 from the floor, including 4 of 7 from beyond the arc. Keegan Smith, 11 points, 4 of 8 from the floor, including 1 of 4 from three-point range and 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Colton Pergali had 10 points. He went 4 of 6 from the floor, including 2 for 2 from three-point range and 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Excuse me, 0 for 1 from the free throw line. Trace Olson, 9 points. He went 3 of 3 from the floor, including 2 for 2 from three-point range and 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Colton Mortensen, 8 points. He went 4 of 9 from the floor. And Kyle Harris had 2 points. He went 1 of 2 from the floor. The Hard Rockers had 33 rebounds, 27 defensive rebounds, 6 offensive rebounds, and they turned the ball over only 10 times. For Adam State went 28 of 60 from the floor for 46%, including 8 of 24 from three-point range for 33%, and 7 for 7 from the free throw line tonight. Mason Adelaide had 23 points tonight. He went 8 of 12 from the floor, including 2 for 2 from three-point range and 5 for 5 from the free throw line. Chris Abu Dhabi had 12 points. He went 5 of 8 from the floor, including 2 of 4 from three-point range. Luke Williams had 8 points. He went 4 of 5 from the floor. Caleb Mitchell, 8 points. He went 4 of 8 from the floor. He also led the team in rebounding and picked up 6 rebounds. Colby Walker, 7 points, 2 of 7 from the floor, including 1 of 5 from 3-point range and 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Alex Herr had 6 points. He went 2 of 4 from the floor, including 2 of 3 from 3-point range. Or even Brown had 3 points. He went 1 of 3 from the floor, including 1 of 2 from 3-point range. Sampson, 2 points. He went 1 of 7 from the floor. And Tim Hudson had 2 points. He went 1 of 1 from the floor. The Grizzlies had 31 rebounds, picked up 27 defensive rebounds, 4 offensive rebounds, and turned the ball over 15 times. Points off the turnovers, the Hard Rockers scored 17. Adam State scored 11. Points inside the paint, the Hard Rockers outscored the Grizzlies 40-32 on second chance. The Hard Rockers again outscoring the Grizzlies 10-6. Both teams scoring 4 points on fast breaks. And coming off the bench tonight, Adam State's bench had 19 points and 11 for the Hard Rockers.
Let's look at the scores now, Adam, from tonight.
All right. So I'm going to start with the big one, I think, tonight, which was Black Hills State and Fort Lewis. This was top 10 and everything you can think of. Fort Lewis defeated Black Hills State tonight 76-68. That's going to put Fort Lewis on top of the RMAC now as the Lone Wolf, and Black Hills State will fall to 16-3, and they'll be tied with Colorado Mesa for the second spot.
That's 2 wins within 5 days for Mesa or for Fort Lewis over Black Hills State.
That is huge, and we got to see them on the road, and they're a good team. Both teams are.
So we can see them with our own eyeballs again tomorrow.
Colorado School of Mines defeat Colorado Christian 83-58. Colorado Mesa defeats New Mexico Highlands 87-79. Now, that is a significant game because that puts New Mexico Highlands down to 8-11. That now ties them with Regis and South Dakota Mines. And now we have 3 teams tied for that 7th spot. Chadron State defeated Metro State Denver tonight in a close one, 86-76. University of Colorado Springs defeats Western Colorado 90-66. And the final score I got here, Westminster defeats Colorado State University Pueblo 87-49.
And the women's game tonight.
The women's game, the Lady Hard Rockers fell tonight 77-72. Hard Rockers were led by Piper Bauer, again putting up another 21-point night. But Elena Watson had 24 points for the Grizzlies. She also had a fantastic night. That game went into overtime. Close game. I thought the Lady Hard Rockers played well. I think that was probably the best game we've seen from them all season.
They just can't close.
Nope.
They just can't close out a close game. And better luck tomorrow when they take on Fort Lewis here at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And the men play at 6. Our coverage tomorrow here begins at 3:50. We want to say goodbye to our listeners at KSPK in Alamosa, Colorado. Happy to provide you the action tonight.
and you guys will be up at Spearfish tomorrow for a game against Black Hill State. So goodbye to our listeners in Alamosa. For our listeners here on KOTA, we'll be back, as we said, at 3:50 tomorrow afternoon with the pregame, and then we'll have the Hard Rocker women at about 4 against Fort Lewis, and then a game which should be very interesting. The Hard Rockers obviously playing their best basketball of the season right now. They'll take on a Fort Lewis team that leads the RMAC, has lost only 2 games, and has beaten Black Hills State twice in 1 week.
And a top 10 team in the national rankings.
So that's the story tonight from Goodell Gym on the South Dakota Mines campus. Again, join us tomorrow for more action at 3:50 here on KOTA. Worldwide on the internet at kotaradio.com. And you can also watch us on the RMAC network at gorockers.com. For Adam Thompson, this is Tom Rudebush. Good night from Goodell Gym on the South Dakota Mines campus.
Grizzly fans live here. KSPK.
SLV-MAT is now Rural Recovery Network, offering the same grade medication-assisted treatment now available in Fremont and Otero counties. You don't have to approach recovery alone. Call Rural Recovery Network at 719-588-2786. For San Luis Valley Services, that's 719-588-2786 and 719-469-4369 for Fremont and Otero counties. That's 719-469-4369. Or visit us online at rrnco.org.
Owning rentals can be a hassle. Trying to find new and good renters, collecting rent, maintaining the property. Make it easier on yourself. Century Property Management is designed to make owning rentals an easy investment. From advertising online with photos of your property to scheduling property showings, screenings, credit reports, collecting, along with inspections before and after renters, and maintenance 24/7. Century Property Management can even pay existing mortgages and utilities for you. And once it's rented, your tenants' requests are quickly and professionally handled. So in turn, your tenants love you. Century has the largest inventory of apartments, homes, and commercial properties in the San Luis Valley. Century's motto is autographing our work with excellence. So you know they'll work hard for you. Let them show you how that excellence can take the hassle out of owning your rental investments. Century Property Management, 823 Main in Alamosa, or call 589-5744.
Spread the love at the Monte Vista Co-op Farm Store February Sale, February 8th through 22nd. Lovely prices on livestock products, pet supplies, painting supplies, heaters, and outdoor supplies. Love is in the air at the Monte Vista Co-op Farm Store February Sale, February 8th through 22nd. From our hearts to yours, the Monte Vista Co-op. Community committed, agriculturally driven.
It's the President's Day sales event at Town & Country Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Alamosa. President's Day savings. That's money, you know. All month long on Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams. Combine Town & Country's volume pricing with huge factory incentives for unprecedented savings. One-stop shopping at its best. Make Town & Country your first stop. And when you see the pricing, we think you'll make it your only stop. Shop Town & Country's on-the-ground inventory with shipments arriving daily. Not on the ground? Reserve one coming in. Or custom order it just the way you want that vehicle of your dreams. Do it now and apply Town & Country's President's Day sales event incentives for even better savings. For even more savings, max your tax refund to lower your payment. Defer your payment. Maximize your trade value. Town & Country's expert staff will guide you on the best way to maximize incentives and savings. There's no reason to wait. It's the President's Day sales event at Town & Country Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Alamosa. Shop now and save.
Valley Educators Credit Union has been serving education since 1959. We are member-owned and work to help you. And not just teachers, but all staff of any educational institution, from Head Start to college. And now students can become a member, too. Once a member, always a member, even if you finish with school or retire. We offer all the same things banks can, but with lower interest. Valley Educators Credit Union, it's a cooperative thing. Located at 910 Main Street in the Red Dome Building. Or call us at 719-589-6535.
Another set, cued and ready to go.
She's a wild one, running free.
today's hot new country, along with all the hits from yesterday. This is KSPK.
I never stay in one place too long. A dirt road singing me a siren song. I gotta find a field.